When Big Sean rapped for Kanye West in a radio station hallway, he couldn't have imagined the spiritual journey ahead. Beyond the platinum records and sold-out shows lies a more profound transformation, one that's resonating far beyond hip-hop circles. This isn't just another success story. It's a raw exploration of how meditation, journaling, and spiritual practice transformed a Detroit kid's life from depression to enlightenment. The vulnerability is striking. As Beyoncé reportedly told her team, this is exactly what the culture needs right now. Vulnerability from someone we least expected it from. Through Sean's journey, we discover that true success isn't measured by fame or fortune, but by inner peace and purpose. Acceptance forms the bedrock of meaningful change, seeing yourself clearly without denial. Growing up in Detroit taught me that acceptance isn't resignation, but honest assessment. At 11, naming myself Big Sean was both accepting my reality and envisioning something greater. This principle sustained me when Kanye offered to sign me at 17, then disappeared for 2 years. Acceptance means recognizing your desires, talents, background, and flaws without shame, creating space for transformation. During my worst depression in 2017, despite having everything I dreamed of, I couldn't identify what made me happy. Only by accepting this disconnection could I begin healing. After acceptance comes strategy. I constantly ask, how could it get any better than this? Effective at both rock bottom and peak success. My strategy meant performing everywhere possible. When facing obstacles, I asked, how can I? Inviting unexpected solutions. While waiting for my break, I built my local reputation, made connections, and perfected my craft. Despite earning a full scholarship with a 3.7 GPA, I strategically chose rap over college, following my calling despite disappointing my education-focused family. Many dream big, but fail by expecting instant success without consistent effort. Mastery demands persistence. As Einstein noted, you never fail until you stop trying. My first radio appearance bombed, but I kept going. Even after rapping for Kanye, I spent years in limbo, sleeping in my childhood bed while friends attended college. During this waiting period, I built my spiritual foundation through meditation and self-help. I visualized success, treated creativity as my job, and wrote constantly. 4 years passed before Good Music signed me, 6 years total from meeting Kanye until my 2011 album release. Before Coachella 2022, despite anxiety and warnings about dry crowds, I meditated and visualized success, resulting in a phenomenal performance where I was fully present. The middle of trust contains you. You must trust yourself first. I've sometimes trusted others more than myself, often leading to regret. Self-trust strengthens with use, like a muscle. Even authentic mistakes feel better than succeeding with someone else's plan. True friends connect with you, support you, not blindly, question you, and inspire different sides of you. Some relationships naturally fade as you evolve. My friendship with Mike Posner exemplifies genuine connection. We reconnect instantly despite long gaps. Remember, your deepest relationship is with yourself. I see patterns of interconnectedness everywhere, like cars moving in synchronicity on highways, resembling blood cells in veins. The key is flowing with this harmony rather than fighting it. When you align your energy intentionally, you manifest goals, though not always on your terms. At the right frequency, you attract what you need. When I wanted to be a rapper, I met others who rapped on my block. Not coincidence, but manifestation. Manifestation works through two practices: affirmations, daily pep talks like I am brilliant, I am free, I am loving, and agreements, intentions with the universe. God is supporting me always. Anything that happens is for my betterment. I've manifested many dreams: this book, a white Mercedes from my vision board, receiving a Jesus piece chain from Kanye, my first hit, buying a family home, and my relationship with my son Noah. When I chose creativity over financial concerns, I trusted money would follow. It did through a Vegas residency. Manifestation requires alignment between thoughts, feelings, and actions. Before my third album released, I felt my late grandmother's energy telling me to have faith in it. The album became my first number one. Everything aligned. Throughout my journey, several practices have transformed my life. Meditation, journaling, therapy, and connecting with nature. These spiritual disciplines build connection to something greater. Meditation isn't about blanking your mind. It's taking conscious time to be still. Even with racing thoughts, focusing on breathing makes a difference. My process begins with journaling as spiritual foreplay, then visualizing myself in nature. I breathe deeply, imagining light replacing negativity, creating protective barriers of unconditional love, and picturing a violet flame burning away obstacles. Journaling helps manage anxiety by processing emotions without assigning undue meaning. Therapy provides a safe space to explore thoughts with trained guidance without burdening loved ones. Nature brings me back to the present moment. Even brief outdoor breaks with deep breathing can be transformative. For grounding, try barefoot contact with earth. Treating spiritual health proactively, just 5 minutes daily, can transform your relationship with yourself and the world. My grandmother picked cotton, and my great-great-aunt was born into slavery. We pass along both strengths and traumas to future generations. Healing ourselves matters for our lives and those who follow. When my son Noah was born, I realized I would live on through him. Looking at him reveals our interconnectedness as I watch him grow toward independence. Whatever we want to change, fear, confidence issues, health problems, must be addressed now because it all gets passed on. Through the Sean Anderson Foundation, we help children via after-school programs, meditation, and mental health support. While giving back matters, true legacy comes from doing your best work. I learned about treating people well from Pharrell Williams, who respected everyone equally. With difficult people, I control my emotions rather than letting them control me. I practice wishing others well after interactions. Taking care of yourself benefits your family, team, and community. Your growth creates ripples beyond your life. By embracing acceptance, strategy, persistence, trust, manifestation, and spiritual practice, we lift everyone around us. The path to self-discovery requires accepting your present while envisioning your future, a non-linear journey with unexpected detours and revelations. My meaningful growth came from internal transformations rather than external achievements, each challenge deepening my understanding of success. Depression revealed that external validation, record sales, awards, social media praise, couldn't fill my inner void. Through meditation, therapy, and spiritual practice, I discovered my true purpose, creating a foundation for authentic success. When aligned with my higher self, creativity flows naturally, relationships deepen, and matching opportunities appear. The greatest gift has been recognizing our interconnectedness. My growth impacts everyone around me. By healing my wounds and following my authentic path, I create space for others to heal and inspire them to do the same. Each moment offers a choice between reacting from old patterns or responding from your highest wisdom, moving toward who we're meant to become.